Hi, welcome back to the Agent Insider. I'm your host, Andy Jewell. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I wanted to talk about, as the weather's changing, I want to talk a little bit about your home and autos being ready for wintertime or fall. So the weather's getting cold, it's getting dark earlier, and there's some big things that you really want to be prepared for as fall comes blowing in and winter's going to be right on its tail. So the big things I want to talk about on the home. So there's some big things that people get missed all the time. We always have claims every year that come from this. Number one is frozen pipes. So I would recommend the Northeaster will start blowing. If you don't have vents, if you have vents and you don't have the vent plugs in, make sure you get those put in sooner rather than later. Yeah, there was one year I had failed to do my due diligence and everybody here at my office was giving me a bad time because I was running home. I was like, I got to get home. It's supposed to drop below zero tonight with the wind chill. And I knew I needed to get those vent plugs in. So there I was, you know, 7 o'clock at night, fumbling with the wind blowing, freezing cold, trying to plug up my vents. So I would recommend it, which I do now, recommend make sure you get those vent covers in early once the weather starts to change, because that cold northwest, cold northeaster blowing combined with falling temperatures leads to a lot of frozen pipes. And that's a huge risk factor. We see a lot of claims come in on that. And the big part about that is when you have a water claim now too, so you have your pipes burst, it damages, causes flooding, you're replacing insulation, you're replacing flooring, and all kinds of damage. And those things are covered on your insurance. It's subject to your deductible, but it is covered. The problem with it is that now you have a claim and it's a water claim and it sits on your home. Now, if you're going to sell your house in the next 3 years, that could cause a problem for the person who wants to buy your house. And a lot of people don't realize that claims, especially water claims, will stay with that property even if they change hands. And so it can affect the buyer. And so I've seen real estate deals get messed up simply because there was prior water claims on the property. So be preventative, put in those vent plugs all the way around. Make sure that any of your water lines under your house have been insulated. I recommend, it's not my funnest thing to ever do, but I do recommend going under and over your house twice a year. So as you're coming into the fall, go under the house, make sure that there's no missing insulation around water pipes. Go over the house, make sure that if you have anything in your attic, that there's no exposed piping, that there's no issues with your insulation. And also make sure that there's no critters that are starting to roost in your attic, because that can also be an issue. You get squirrels, or you can get rats, mice, or bats in your attic. And you want to make sure that you're aware of that before it shows itself. Like, oftentimes people don't realize they have a problem until it's coming through their drywall. By that point, it's a massive amount of damage. And depending on what caused the damage, when you get into rodents, bats, things like that, those are typically excluded on your homeowner's policies. And so then you run into problems where you have a massive cleanup bill and no coverage to help you with it. So like I said, the weather's getting colder, rodents, mice, bats, all of those creatures are looking for warm spaces. So make sure you go up and down above and below your house to make sure that everything's tightened up, insulated. You're not leaving any open spots for critters to get in. Other things to think about on your home is going to be downspouts. Clean out the gutters and the downspouts to make sure you're not going to have overflowing gutters or backup of those gutters. We have seen that happen before too, where you get ice dams. So you're getting rain and it freezes, and it and because your gutters were clogged up, it'll freeze inside the gutters or in the downspouts, and then it creates an ice dam that gets up underneath underneath the roofing and shingles, and then it starts to melt because it's getting warm under there, and it leaks down underneath into the insulation and into the drywall. And depending on your policy, whether you have backup sewers and drains, you may not have coverage for that, and it can cause damage as well. So cleaning out the gutters is something that's really important to do. Last thing I want to just touch on, it would be moss removal. So people don't think about it coming into the winter, but depending on the climate that you're in, there's more shade, right? Like there's the sun's not out as much, and that moss can start to really take root underneath those shingles. The problem with that, the moss on the shingles, is that it gets under the shingle, lifts it up just a little bit, and then when the wind blows, it rips the shingles off. And what was a good roof that maybe had another 10 years left on it due to the moss can have a loss this year. So definitely moss killer, cleaning out your gutters, up and above and below the house. Those are the big things that I really want to make sure people are aware of that are seasonal issues to be on top of as the weather's starting to change. On your auto insurance, some things to think about when it comes to the weather shifting is the first thing is going to be your tires. It's important to make sure you got good tread on your tires, that you've rotated your tires so that you're in good shape for winter weather. As you're going to have more rain on the road, you're going to have slush and ice and snow. You don't want to realize that your tires needed to be replaced after you've been sliding off the road or into somebody else. Now, obviously, it doesn't matter how good your tires are. When you're on ice, you're on ice. And so that's something to just be aware of, be a heads up about when you're driving, because sliding on ice, like derailed my conversation here as I'm thinking, when you slide on ice and you hit somebody, you're going to be at fault, even though it's the ice. You're like, hey, I was only going 2 miles an hour and I slid slow motion into this person. It's still your fault because you were sliding on the ice, and it's really difficult to prove or get out of that. Just to be aware, that's something that does come up. So watch out for black ice this time of the year and make sure that your tires are in good condition. Make sure that your brakes are good, right? Just give your car an overall, once overall. The other thing I was going to say on this that comes up all the time is rock chips. So through the summertime, we're driving, you might get a little rock ding, just a tiny little one in the windshield, and you don't think too much about it. Now with the weather changing, water gets in there, freezes, that can crack your windshield, or because you have that, the integrity of the windshield has been compromised, you get in to warm your car up before you take off, and that windshield is like slightly frozen, super cold, you crank on the defrost and it's blowing hot air on it, and that cracks the windshield. So those little rock chips, I recommend getting them filled. Usually if you have comprehensive on your vehicle, they're free. If you don't have comprehensive on your vehicle, they're usually like $20 to get it filled, and it will save you a windshield. So it's definitely worth getting those rock chips filled now that the weather's changing, because that's going to cause you to lose a windshield. It's a big deal. Doesn't seem like a big deal. And I guess at the end of the day, losing a windshield's not the end of the world, but it definitely can cause a lot more of an inconvenience to you. And it's going to be more money out of your pocket, even if you have to pay the deductible. Or if you didn't have comprehensive, now you have to come up with the money for the replacement of the windshield as a whole. So this definitely is one of those ones, an ounce of prevention, right? Saves a pound of cure. So definitely worth taking some time, get your rock chips filled. The other thing is make sure that your defrost is working, your heater core is working, if you have rear defrost, make sure that's all working. Visibility is a big deal. And I drives me nuts when I'm driving down the road and I see people, they cleared out a portion of the windshield this big, and they can just kind of like, they're like dodging to look into that little spot that they cleared out. Take the time, make sure that you give yourself the time to get your windows defrosted, scraped, and that you have visibility, because that causes accidents a lot of times because you have reduced visibility. And it just isn't, I guess, I don't know, it's just not smart to drive with limited visibility just because we're in a hurry. Giving ourselves an extra 5 minutes in the morning to make sure that you can see clearly is huge. You already have a lot of other factors in winter driving that are going to increase the risk. So making sure that you have good visibility definitely goes a long way on that. So those are some things just to kind of think about as it comes to your autos and your home with the weather changing. So I'm sure there's lots of other things I haven't touched on, but those are some big ones that I see in insurance that come up often. So If you guys have other ones, other good tips or tricks that you wanted to share, drop them in the comments. If you're on YouTube, drop a comment in there. If you have other questions about insurance that you want to make sure that we touch on, that we address and answer for you, you can shoot me an email at theagentinsider@gmail.com. That's theagentinsider@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to put that in our queue of things to talk about on the show. So stay tuned. We're going to do an after show here as well, just talking about whatever's on my mind. It's not necessarily related to insurance, but there are a few things that will be in there that are about insurance as well. So thanks so much, guys. Until next time, have a great day.